Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good morning. What a day it was. What a night it was at Staples Center. Because the Lakers and Knicks both won. What a great day it was at Staples yesterday in L.A.
I need to get a name. Away. Who the hell said it's more likely that they will lose in the play-in game than they would win a championship? I need to find out whose voice that was in the opening.
I'll have to check that.
I just want to reach through the microphone. Just give me some baby powder, Key.
Oh.
Give me some baby powder. Just. Sorry. I'm coming in hot.
Keyshawn, you are coming in hot. I like it. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance.
How was your Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day? My wife's Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Mine was busy. But
there's
that was
no
label. Good busy.
There's no labels here. We don't do labels on the show.
No?
You could be. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was a great day. It was a very relaxing, comfortable day, and it was capped off by a wonderful win over the Clippers. So I had a wonderful day. How about you?
How was your Mother's Day? Because considering you just gave birth to your son.
You know what? You are not going to shame me for family bonding time. You aren't going to shame me for it.
No shaming.
Mother's Day was great for the family. I do find myself, I was going to ask you guys both have multiple kids. Mm-hmm. I've been going on a lot more walks with my dog, Denzel Washington, lately. Is this a thing that happens? Like, I'm looking at him like, yeah, you know, you want to go out again? I mean, yeah. He's like, we just went out. I'm like, well, let's go out again for another walk. Like,
very
just
important.
Bonding. To get, you know, bonding.
Clear your mind.
Clear your mind. Yes. Do you guys do that? Is that, you walk the little dogs, Key.
Yeah, I do. Hopefully they get lost.
Come on.
I need to see you randomly walk the little dogs around Brooklyn.
Damn,
I need to see
it. They get on my nerves, man.
But it was a good day for everybody.
It's a great day.
Right? Relaxing. Yeah, good day.
Solid.
Right?
Solid
and day. That's
it
really
cool.
What matters
It started raining,
most.
Of course.
Well, why Jeez. Of course?
Why were you
I mean, it is.
Because it was nice.
It was beautiful
it was
at first.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it's like, I think it's about to rain.
But that happened. See, to me, I don't want to go too deep into this, but you had brunch, beautiful weather. That's usually Mother's Day's brunch, right? And then the rain came when it was time to just chill on the couch
no,
and shut it down.
But we walk around. Perfect. We want to walk around. We walk around and see stuff and
be
go
out
shopping
of the house.
And
see,
do some stuff.
He doesn't live in the city, though. See, like, when you live in the city, you're not trying to be in your crib all the time. Mm-hmm. You need to be
that
out
the
with the kids.
That's the first thing I said when it started raining. I guess we're going to go back home and listen to him, my son, scream on the little game thingy. You know, it's like and my daughter telling him to leave her alone and all. You know what I'm saying?
The beautiful, that's the beautiful madness of having a family. There's nothing better than that. At least that's what I think. I don't know how you feel about it. But you know what, though? I know you are happy about your Lakers and Anthony Davis. No? I mean, like, you just made a face. Anthony Davis goes for 43. The Lakers win again. Now, they're still in the 7-8. And by the way, looking at the brackets, right now, 7-8 would be Lakers-Warriors.
Ooh.
Yeah. What are they, 2.5 behind Portland for the 6th seed, right?
No. I think it looks like it's probably two games because they lost the season series.
So
but they're They're one in the loss column, but it would be two because they lose the tiebreaker.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, look, it's great. I love to see him play. But, again, when you look at who they were playing in the matchup, it's like, well, what does Phoenix have? DeAndre Ayton? I mean, like, what do they have that's going to defend Anthony Davis? Anthony Davis should get 40 points against them. Like, what do they have?
It was more than 40. It was 40, 10, 5, 3, 3.
I didn't go
like
into the rest. I mean,
well, just saying.
Once you go 40, I would assume the other three boxes are going to be filled up.
Yeah.
Look, right?
You win the game you're supposed to win. That was a huge win last night for a team with no Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah.
No Kyle Kuzma, which, by the way, he lost a lot of money on Friday night against Portland. I mean, when you needed him, he did not show up. Mm-hmm. But you – look, they say you go back to Phoenix to rejuvenate your career. If I'm the Lakers – I want to see the Phoenix Suns. I want to see them in the first round of the matchups. You know why? Because I think Phoenix is going to be the first top seed to go out early. And they're also – Phoenix is going to rejuvenate the playoff career of LeBron James and Dennis Schroeder when they come back.
Why do you think that Phoenix is going to go out early? I mean, I don't doubt CP3, though. For whatever reason – you know how we say playoff Rondo? For whatever reason, with CP3, them first couple rounds, don't judge him based on – not getting to the finals or anything
oh,
like
no,
that.
I don't.
Not you, but people. Those first couple rounds with him doing playoff time, look at his numbers. Dude be ridiculous.
Oh, he's a ball. I love CP3. I think CP3 is in the MVP conversation. I just think this is a team that's had an incredible season, but a truncated season, a lot of moving parts, and they deserve all the credit in the world. Monte Williams, probably up there for, you know, my coach of the year, up there with, you know, from the Utah Jazz, and but I don't. They're young. They're a really young team.
No, they
Devin
are.
Booker, DeAndre Ayton, They're very young.
I get
so,
it, but look, though, Jay, at, I look at the one veteran that they have that's got a lot of miles on him in CP3.
Okay.
That's a lot, though, right? I mean, that you can take that and go a long ways. Just look at what he did a year ago at OKC. With everybody, when he got traded to OKC, he was or allegedly he was trying to get out of there to move to another destination. Then he settled in, and they made a strong run. And I know it was in the bubble, but they made a strong run.
They went 8-0. Yeah, mm-hmm. So would you if the Lakers are matched up against the Phoenix Suns, would you take the Phoenix Suns? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, I'm just not going to count Phoenix out. I'm
taking the Lakers.
I'm going to take the Lakers against everybody. Right? That's just who I am.
But I much rather see Phoenix than see Utah
in the opening round. Right, and I think what Jay's saying, if there's a top two seed in either conference that you could see going out in the first round, the odds on money down is on Phoenix, mainly because of what you said. That is not – it's an inexperienced roster. It is a young team. It'll be their first foray, and they could likely play the Lakers or Warriors or even Blazers if the Blazers drop down. Like, the idea is that the first round opponent for them will be battle tested.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest challenge, certainly for them. But
I'll say this. You're playing against the Lakers without all these pieces. You're still trying to go for the number one overall seed in the Western Conference. You're playing with a sense of urgency. AD drops that kind of game on you? Without LeBron, without Dennis Schroeder, without Kyle Kuzma, Alex Caruso goes up for 17 points. Like, these are monumental games down the stretch. He essentially did
what we've been asking him to do. I mean, it's one game, but this is kind of what we want AD to do, is put the team on his back when nothing else is around.
I love how you talk like you're part of the bus family. Mm-hmm. Like you're part of the ownership group.
No, Jeannie and I have an extended family.
What?
You know, I'm like on the other side. I'm the cousin that was lost, and they found me again.
This is what we expected when we traded for Anthony Davis, as Akia is saying it. But he did go for 42 points, a season high, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. The last Lakers player to go 35-10-5 in back-to-back games, Elgin Baylor, 1968. Mm. It's been that long. Also, like I mentioned, the 40-10-5-3-3. That's like Shaq and Kareem were the only two centers to do that in Laker history. So he's certainly joined some Laker history, and that's Overnight Delivery brought to you by USPS. Business is changing, and USPS is changing with it. Find out how at USPS.com/newroutes. The United States Postal Service, priority you.
Yeah, the 12 boards is what excites me.
Get your nose in there.
Yeah,
and only 1-3. Cool. 1-3. Like, it wasn't like he lived outside. He did a lot of damage inside.
That's what I'm saying. That's good. There was no real big, as I said before, that was down there to really like.
DeAndre Ayton?
I mean, he's still, like Jay said, he's young. A pup. He's still trying to figure it out. Even though he looks 60, he's still trying to figure it out.
Offensively, he's gotten a lot better, but defensively.
Come on, man.
Look like Bill Russell out there.
He's 22.
Like, dude.
Looking like Bill Russell.
You 17. Like, you just left college, dude.
The Lakers have left Tuesday night against the Knicks, and that's on ESPN. Houston on Wednesday in a back-to-back. Houston's terrible, by the way. At Indiana on Saturday.
That's 4-0 at Indiana, at New Orleans. That's 5-0.
Can I tell you, if they finish out the season, think about what Portland has to go through.
Lakers Knicks is TNT. My mistake. I'm just not used to them being on national TV so much.
It's okay. We get it.
Yeah.
How about Portland, though? Portland has Houston, okay? And then Portland has Utah, Phoenix, Denver.
Portland got a tougher stretch.
Woo! I mean, that's going to that 6-7 range right there. That's going to get interesting. That's going to be tight.
And it's also if you're Phoenix, if you're Denver, even if you're Utah, what are you playing for in those situations? Mm. Are you putting some guys in bubble wrap? You know, certainly keep that in mind. But, you know, that's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's basically, and again, look at it like this. It's two games because the Blazers have the tiebreaker. If you're the league, you're kind of excited about having some big stars in that 7-10, even if the big stars are not. So the Lakers are trying to stay out of the play-in tournament, while another flagship NBA franchise is in a spiral that could lead to massive changes. We'll talk about that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and ESPN2.
Russell Westbrook is probably the most underappreciated star in the history of basketball. Another triple-double.
Russ will go down as one of the best point guards to ever do it.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
A couple years ago, if somebody said to you, do you think it's possible to average a triple-double in the NBA, would you have thought that?
I'd say, why not?
Big baller, on my way to a triple-double.
Westbrook's got his triple-double.
Triple-double, triple-double.
Move over, hang up.
What he's doing is just electrifying. He just attacks everybody.
There's no player like myself.
He's made the triple-double look so easy.
This shit ain't easy, though, I'll tell you that.
No, it is not. And let me repeat as myself again. One of the worst takes I ever had, people thought, was that the Knicks should trade for Russell Westbrook.
I said
later, what a mistake I made thinking that. What a mistake I made thinking they shouldn't again. He's been amazing. The stretch, amazing.
You said no.
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. I said they should, and of course, I was eviscerated for it. But still, the way he's playing right now, so making history in this run that he's had down the stretch. So the Wizards win yet again. They beat the Pacers 133-132.
It was a crazy game.
At the end, to seal the game, the block, but another triple-double, 33, 19, and 15 assists with the two blocks certainly as well.
Alan, just to add, he is dynamic. He is special. But I don't know if people know how good Bradley Beal is too, though. Like, the two of those together – I mean, it's watching a video game with those two.
So
most dynamic backcourt there is in the league.
So two
now,
months
right
ago,
now,
yes,
yeah.
2 months ago, people were screaming he should get out of there. Bradley Beal, he should go. Now what?
I'm still saying he should go.
But
I'm not saying
why can't somebody come?
That's true. Somebody could want to be in D.C.
Right? Why can't somebody come with those two instead of him departing?
You'd have to be. That's a tough pairing to play with since they both dominate the basketball. One shoots is going to have a high-volume shot, and the other guy's going to have the ball in his hands. What they need is a big who is an incredible rebounder, defender, that kind of guy.
So let me ask you this, Jay.
Like a Julius Randle.
Let me ask you this.
He's not leaving New York. Yeah, I know.
No, but I don't even think that's a good fit either because he holds the ball so much.
As the basketball guy, what's different than the other three that's here in Brooklyn? Before they came here, all of them was ball dominant.
No.
Kevin wasn't ball dominant.
But James Harden also, don't forget, James Harden was almost averaging a triple-double. I mean, he's incredible assist-wise. I mean, Russ is incredible assist-wise.
What Russ doing? You said don't.
But it's, yeah. No, it's a
fair point.
I mean,
they've got to figure that out. But the problem, James, of course, will be the cap. The cap is the bigger issue,
of course,
with
them. Well, I'm not even talking about money, though. I'm just talking about why can't Bradley Beal and Russ stay in D.C. and somebody come – and then they become what Brooklyn
Very
is.
Very true.
That's all I'm asking.
Well, that's the question, of course, is who'd be that
so
third
you don't
guy.
Have an answer.
Those three guys have a relationship in Brooklyn. They previous relationship. What about Russ and what about Bradley Beal? And that's what you have to ask, is who do they have that would be on in their Rolodex that would show up? But anyways, so tonight in Atlanta, the Wizards play the Hawks, and he could go for now the record when it comes to triple-doubles to break the one by Oscar Robertson for the most – in NBA history. It's, again, they're tied right now at 181 of his career, his 35th, by the way, of this season in a 72-game season.
So 181, so he's going to get that. If he don't get this year, he's going to get it next year.
Yeah, that's you figure, but it could be even tonight against
he'll get it.
Atlanta. Yeah. Here's Westbrook, by the way, talking about the Big O.
To be, you know, in a conversation with Oscar, for one, you know, I want to just thank him because he set the stage and he sacrificed a lot of things for us to be able to go out and play. And the times he played in and the things he was able to do back in the day has allowed me to be able to do the things I want to do today. And I'm just grateful for him and I'm grateful for his words. And I'm so appreciative of his support as well.
And I'll tell you what, one thing that Oscar Robertson actually said about Russell Westbrook, that he thinks it's ridiculous that people don't consider him one of the all-time greats because he hasn't won a championship. I remember Oscar Robertson had to win a championship. He ended up moving on to Milwaukee, or they traded him, believe it or not, to Milwaukee. They told the Big O, like, you know, well, you're done here in Kansas City. And he was like, are you serious? Like, I can't play anymore? They sent him to Milwaukee, and he gets with Lou Alcindor, and they win a championship.
The Cap, man.
Yeah, and they win a championship. So maybe that's later in his career.
That's why when we were talking about when I brought up Bradley Beal, Westbrook, can somebody go there? Because for me, I love Westbrook. He's from LA. He just, you know, I've been knowing him since he was in high school. But it's one of those scenes where I don't want him to not finish the deal by not having a championship, but I also don't want him to sit on the end of the bench at the end and find himself on a championship team. I want him to be a significant part of a championship team because he deserves it. Just like CP3, man, they deserve to win at least one.
Yeah, but CP3 and Russ are so, I agree with you. They get it. They're just so – it's interesting how they're both perceived. Russell Westbrook will never get the credit that he deserves, Key. He will never get it. You know why? He's the Cam Newton of the NBA. He's the polarizing figure that people like to find something wrong with. Like, look, we have Stephen A. Smith sound where Stephen's like, oh, we've seen you do it before. We've seen you do the triple-doubles before. People expect this. I hate, like, a lot of casual basketball fans say, well, it's just stat fillers. Do you know how hard it is to have a triple-double almost every night?
Stat fillers.
People say that, though. Well, this is just what he does.
What's his greatest asset to this? So what's his greatest attribute that allows him to do this?
Effort.
Motor. Thank you.
Motor. And that's a skill set that not everybody has to play that hard all the time. Question his jump shooting ability. Fine. Even though against Indiana, he was making shots left and right. It looked tough to watch that game. And that block was serious down the stretch. But you can't teach that, man. That's built in your DNA.
But you could question.
You need to pair that with something great in order to help him win a championship. But he's a major piece of winning one. But you need the right people to surround him with that talent.
You could pick holes, and I'm sure, in everybody's game in sports in general. Well, he can't shoot here. He's not fast there. He drops too many balls there. He doesn't see. I mean, you can always find a reason to dislike somebody. I mean, you mentioned his jump shooting. Okay, so what? He's still dropping 42 on your head?
Yeah.
I don't care if he's getting it. I don't care if he's getting it from the free throw line or if he's getting it from the three-point line.
Yeah.
He's still getting it. What's the difference? It's almost like in football where you hear Lamar Jackson's passing, his yardage. But in the end, his total yards is 200 in the air, a buck 50 on the ground. It's 350. And if I gave you 350 from a traditional quarterback, you'd be like, oh, my God.
The only caveat, though, Key, is like when it comes down to stretch, when we're putting these guys in that upper echelon category and you need a bucket down the stretch, it's the same conversation we have about Giannis, right, to a degree.
But
yeah, you can do it all day long, but when you need a bucket down the stretch and people know what your strengths are, can you do it differently?
But what type of bucket, though, right? Because if you only need
but
two.
But if we're in a half court, Key, like, I'm not going to give you a run at the rim. I'm not going to allow you
to. But he's going to blow past you anyway, though.
Okay, now if I stack the lane.
He's going to elevate over you.
But that's what teams have done against even Houston in the playoffs. Stack the lane. Beat us from the outside. Beat us. Like, down the stretch. And I hear what people are saying. They're talented. They're crazy. I'm the one saying it. But when it comes down to a game-winning bucket in the playoffs when you need one, when they're stacking the
lane.
He
hasn't been consistent at doing that, but, I mean,
I'm not knocking him.
No, of course you're not. You explain it.
Yeah.
You're not knocking him, but when a dude can blow past you and go to the cup, one dribble, he at the free throw line, he already at the rim.
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta marvel at that love that.
See, that's the thing. And also, while it's happening, we appreciate it because we always do try to
find bunny hopping from the free throw line.
But Westbrook, 35 triple-doubles this season, already owns the distinction, by the way, of having the most triple-doubles in a season. He had 42 in 2016-17. Stats Incredible, brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life. We did plan on talking Celtics here and what's happening in Boston right now, major issues there. We will get to that
what's
a little bit later on
his effort
in the show. Yeah, right, the opposite of Westbrook, right? Their motor is low. But How much, as we get into football, how much are the Packers willing to wager on their future with Aaron Rodgers? That's next after Jay has this from Straight Talk Wireless.
Here's my Keyshawn voice. It's time for some Straight Talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half? That feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning kind of good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month. That's right, up to 50% less than the other guys. Plus, no contract. All in America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. My Keyshawn voice.
And the Packers are still kind of trying to work to find a solution.
Green Bay has no leverage. So what if he sits? He'll be fine.
If you're Denver, I would think they would be competing with Kansas City to win the AFC with Aaron Rodgers.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
KJZ, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin, and the Aaron Rodgers story, of course, out of Green Bay continues. And we want to play the blame game. Who's at fault here? But it's also interesting to get all the takes now from around the world of sports and around the NFL. And listen to this take by a former Packers coach, Mike Holmgren. He was on ESPN 1000 on Friday, and he said this is how he would have handled the situation.
And a star quarterback like that getting to this point, I just can't imagine it. I wouldn't allow it. It wouldn't happen. But now it has happened, and you know, I would call him in. We'd sit down and not leave until we kind of had an understanding one way or the other, and either, you know, he's going to continue playing or he'd have to – or it's the ball's in his court, you know, because I want him there. I need him there. I love him. Now, what are you going to do? You know, well, they didn't handle it very well, I don't think. I don't know how you guys looked at it, but they didn't handle it very well.
This is Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. I mean, this is kind of what we've been saying, but it's true. I mean, this is how it should have been handled, but it wasn't.
Coach Holmgren, he said the same thing I've been saying. I, like, went to the coaching manual of Don't Screw It Up, page 129. It's easy. It's not that difficult to see. I got a star quarterback here, and I need to address the issue so that I'm not put into a position that I am in today. We wouldn't have even gotten to this point, but they didn't handle it that way. And Coach Holmgren was saying it from the beginning. We would have never gotten to this point if you just handled it the right way. Now, what does that mean, right? What does it mean handling it the right way? Sitting down with him from the beginning, starting a year ago, when all of this sort of kind of little cryptic things started popping up when I drafted Jordan Love. Now, immediately, come and sit down, man.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as that happened, when I screwed up, when I didn't make the phone call to let you know that we're going to take a quarterback with the first pick in the first round. Now, I screwed that up, Jay. So I'm going to, when we go to mini camp, after practice, I need you to come meet with me so I can explain to you where we're headed with this. That's where you start a year ago. And you wouldn't even be in this position.
I just feel like it's easy to play Monday morning quarterback on something like this, right? And how do we know that they didn't try to explain to Aaron Rodgers, like, what they were trying to do? And it's almost like if you, you know.
Aaron said they didn't.
I mean, but over time, like, you have to assume all the meetings that they had leading up to this point, they didn't try to amend it one time. You don't think they tried to say, hey, Aaron, like, what can we do to make this better for you? Other than offering you a massive contract, what else can we do? Like, what else can we do to fix it? What else can we do? I'm sure you don't think Matt LaFleur was trying to fix this?
Well, that's the part that I can't wrap my head around that.
But
Jay, I'm with you.
Matt LaFleur has nothing to do with what they did.
I understand, but
he's just a coach. He ain't making no decisions in Green Bay.
My boy had one of these things, and I'll just give you a quick analogy. So it's funny. He really liked this girl, and this girl was with this other guy, and this girl, you know, he loved when I always do this. This girl wasn't like, she was a little bit out there, right? And he was like, no, I'm just telling you, when she gets with me, she's going to be different. She's going to be different. Then he got her, and she wasn't different, right? She was the same, still out there. And I'm like, all right. But you knew what this was beforehand. Don't you think it's not me, Key? Don't talk to the producer. Like, sounds like you're talking from personal experience. Stop.
I heard
you on the talk back talk to the producers in front of me while I was talking. Anyway, back to my point. If you watch the Packers do this, with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. If you're Aaron Rodgers, don't you know that history repeats itself? Don't you know that this is bound to happen, that they are trying to set up for the future? Yes, you won an MVP. I understand they didn't communicate to you the right way. But still, like, they are trying anything impossible to make this work.
But it's too late, though, Jay.
Is it? Because now I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be back.
Who knows,
I don't think Aaron
right?
Rodgers is going to go anywhere.
Now you feel it's the opposite. You think he doesn't have the leverage.
I'm not saying he doesn't have leverage. I'm just, at the end of the day, I mean, if they're trying everything possible to bring him back.
That's not a good situation. I haven't talked to Aaron personally, so I don't know. But just on my own experience, and I feel I'm petty like Aaron Rodgers in a sense.
You hold grudges?
Oh, absolutely I do.
Lack of communication, you hold grudges?
If you do something to me, you're dead to me. I'm just who I am. When you start to try and hurt me, I don't have anything for you.
But how am I trying to hurt you if I'm Green Bay by drafting a quarterback and not communicating that properly?
Yeah, because if you are not communicating with me properly and I'm that dude and you're not saying anything to me, you didn't come to me after you drafted the quarterback along the way, you continuously are not giving me, like, I'm watching everybody else that's out there getting their weapons. I don't give a damn. Drew Brees got a weapon with Michael Thomas. Sean Payton went out and drafted Michael Thomas and gave him a weapon. He realized, yeah, we got to get something for Drew. Tom Brady brought back his old buddy in Gronkowski, who everybody assumed was done. He dusted him off and got a good season out of him. They're bringing him back again.
And then
bring in AB.
Right.
But even though AB had a small relationship with the head coach from the Pittsburgh days.
It wasn't a good one.
And he was able to say, I'm going to take care of this. Don't worry. I'm going to let him stay at my house until he finds somewhere to live. I got him, coach. We got this. And then they made it happen. Aaron Rodgers, for one, Jordy Nelson a couple years ago, Aaron Rodgers didn't like that. They didn't even communicate with him and say, it's like you, my point
guard. That was a bad look.
I hear you on that one.
That was a bad look.
I'm Shaq, and you my point guard, and I walk into the building. And I go, where's Jay?
Where's my guy?
Oh, you know we let him go last night. You did what? That's a problem. Now you're hurting me. You consistently are digging me.
But, Key, I argued that point a little bit throughout the course of the season. You told me on this show, What else do they need? Well, they don't need more weapons.
No, they don't. But
that's what I'm saying.
They don't need more weapons. But if you're not drafting a linebacker to help our defense, and you taking a quarterback that I agree.
You don't necessarily need it on the
offensive side of the ball. But if it's there and it's at your disposal, you can get something better. You don't necessarily need it.
What you have right now, I think, there is that Aaron Rodgers, what you're saying, has reached a point where the talking, we're past that. We're beyond the talking part. So you think he's going to be back, or you think that that could happen. But a lot of people are wondering, you know, will he end up somewhere else? And it gets us thinking, of course, and it's off a reference to the example that you gave, is that, you know, I mean, you know the song, You're Down with OPP, right? Like, a lot of people would like to have another quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, I have one. I got a quarterback. I'm kind of happy with him. But if I can get Aaron Rodgers, I might have to change my plans. Mm. So let's talk about some teams around the league that could be.
Yeah, what?
Down with OPP. Well, I mean, what do we think? Like let's start with the Cleveland Browns, because there's a story right now in the Cleveland Plain Dealer that had reports that the Browns are not interested in trading for Aaron Rodgers if he was available in a trade.
I am not interested in running for president of the United States, but if the right offer comes around.
So according to the story, the Browns are ecstatic that Baker Mayfield has seemingly turned the corner in the second half of last season. But
of course you say that. So of course you say that.
Go ahead.
We want all the confidence in the world for Baker Mayfield. He's going to lead our organization to multiple Super Bowls. But what do we have to give up for Aaron Rodgers?
That's
quietly
the question.
Behind closed doors?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that publicly, but behind closed doors, what are we talking about here? What do you guys think you actually need? Let's see if we can actually make that happen.
Yeah, I'm not touching it. If I'm Cleveland.
Not even
thinking about it?
Not even want to hear, like, well, what would it take?
Because I know what it's going to take. And it's, you're not giving away.
You don't know until you know.
No, you're
what
not
is it going to take?
You're not taking a fifth-round pick, so why are we even having a conversation? You want my entire draft for the next several years. You want Baker Mayfield in return.
All right.
I don't want to.
Let me ask you this.
Great as Aaron Rodgers is.
Do your odds go up to win a Super Bowl if you get Aaron Rodgers versus Baker Mayfield? Then why the hell wouldn't you do that?
Because it's going to take too much for a guy that has three, let's just call it for safe keepings, three great, great years left in him. I'm going to have to give away my future when I don't have a real quarterback issue.
How old is Tom Brady?
No, but you can't go off Tom. He eats avocado.
Aaron Rodgers seems like he's trending in the same direction. I think Aaron Rodgers might have more than 3 years.
Have you ever had avocado ice cream?
No.
No, I haven't had
that. They make avocado ice cream?
Yeah.
Really?
They make tomato ice cream and all that sort of
stuff. So let's add, I want to ask the fans. I want to ask those listening. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Are you down with your QB, or would you take Aaron Rodgers in a trade right now? How many teams would you say would have zero interest in Aaron Rodgers? Like I'm all set at quarterback. Where are we? I mean, Mahomes, right?
I would say Bills. City,
Bills.
Buffalo?
A nickel. Five teams.
Five. So we got two right there. Who else?
So you said Kansas City?
I said KC.
Yep.
Kansas City, Buffalo.
Kansas City, Tampa. Buffalo, Seattle, Tampa.
Seattle. Four. Who'd be the fifth?
Fifth would be Cleveland.
Cleveland.
And maybe Baltimore. Four.
No. No.
Wow.
I am getting Aaron Rodgers.
TJ and Z also on Twitter, by the way, for
maybe
this one.
Maybe Baltimore.
Oh.
Baltimore. Because
do you believe in Lamar Jackson throwing outside? Do you believe he can throw outside of numbers consistently?
Do I think he's going to develop eventually into a passing quarterback that everybody seems to want in the National Football League, along with his running skills? Yes, I do.
Okay, I feel like there was some shade on top of that.
No, I just wanted to be clear.
Okay.
Everybody wants him to do that, so I think he will. I don't feel that way that he has to be successful. I feel like they've got some pieces in place that they're going to still try to make a run at Julio Jones from my people that tell me this. And so I'm happy. But I think those five or six that I named.
Yeah, I mean, those are teams that, you know, you'll
young
like
quarterbacks.
Pay attention, but not necessarily you don't need to make the move.
You know where a team that I left out?
Dallas?
Miami.
Oh, Miami needs.
Miami, in a heartbeat.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Miami. No doubt about it. But, I mean, there's about, you could argue there's 26. You take one out because it's Green Bay. 26 teams.
Probably,
you're calling. Like, what is it going to take? Now, you might say, nah, that's too rich for us. But you're still doing it. And that's a majority of the league. Let's bring in Dan Graziano, our NFL insider. Join us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Dan. I don't know how much of this conversation you've heard. But would you say that there might only be a handful on teams that would not be interested in at least talking about a trade for Aaron Rodgers?
I think it might be a little more than that, although your list was interesting. See, are you sure about Seattle? Like a month ago, we were talking about would Seattle change quarterbacks, right? So, look, I think the way you have to look at it, it depends on how you're viewing your team, right? Like the Browns are looking at, we want to build something that is going to be good for a long time. And to get Aaron Rodgers right now, you'd have to be willing to sell out for the next 2 or 3 years. And there are teams that operate that way. Hey, we'll do anything to win a Super Bowl title. We feel like we're ready. We feel like we're Aaron Rodgers away. There are teams that feel like they're ready without him. And I think, you know, Cleveland probably puts itself in that bucket at this point. They got close last year. They went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs in the playoffs. They feel like their defense is better. I think they're in a let's-don't-rock-the-boat situation. And as great as Aaron Rodgers is, he's 37, and there does seem to be some evidence that he's not too easy to work with. So I think there are going to be more teams than you might imagine that would be hesitant to pull the trigger given what we would expect the price to be.
Dan, how important is this season long-term for Baker Mayfield?
Oh, huge. Well, I mean, look, is he going to get his contract extension this offseason? It's possible. If he doesn't, this season becomes pivotal because then he would only have 2 more years left. But I think, you know, what we're going to see this year is the Browns are going to tell us, and they believe this, that Baker Mayfield and the offense as a whole improved as the year went on, first year under Kevin Stefanski, and they expect continued improvement. They think the offense will be better this year. If that doesn't happen, then they'll have reason to doubt whether Mayfield is their guy long term. But right now, the way they're approaching it is they still believe he is. So it could go either way. If he has a bad year, then they start to question it. And then once you start to question whether you have your quarterback, you're then questioning just about everything. But if he reinforces what he showed in the second half of last year, you know, I mean, you guys remember, I mean, there were games where they just ran all over everybody with their great running game. And then there were games where they had Baker throw, you know, 4 or 5 touchdowns in the first half because that was what the game plan called for. And he was able to deliver that. So I think it's a big year for him, but they're going into it with positive expectations.
Dan, what is the most likely outcome between the Rodgers and the Packers for this upcoming season?
You can't rule out him eventually getting traded from there. I don't think you can rule out the possibility that neither side does anything, right? Like if he doesn't show up and the Packers say, fine, you know, retire, and that'll actually save us more money than trading you would save us. I don't think you can rule out that possibility either. At this point, most likely is a really difficult question to ask. I guess I would probably say a trade is most likely, but I think I just don't think there's a lot of clarity yet on where this is all headed.
When you look at what Coach Holmgren said about former Green Bay Packer head coach, Super Bowl winning head coach, said about the organization screwing it up, is it the organization or is it just Aaron Rodgers being stubborn?
I think there's a personality conflict between Aaron Rodgers and the general manager, and there could be fault on both sides there, right? I mean, like, I don't know the details of it, but my understanding is there's an issue between those two people, and certainly we have all kinds of evidence about Rodgers and his sort of, you know, prickly personality and his history with all that, but it's entirely possible that there has been blame on both sides in that situation. And if that's the case, then it's a relationship that needs to be repaired. And depending on who you talk to, some people think it can be and some people think it can't be. But I think the ultimate resolution of this situation resides there. Can that relationship be repaired? Can those two people end up working together toward a common goal for however long Aaron Rodgers would still be in Green Bay? If the answer is no, then I think that's where you see them part ways with the quarterback.
I got two Jet guys on our show with us, Alan Hahn, along with our producer, Evan. And I've got to ask you, which we both know the answer. Is Zach Wilson going to be day one starter?
Well, who else they got? I mean, we were looking at this. We just had the get up show meeting, right? And like, oh, well, who could they put in? Well, they have James Morgan, who they took in the fourth round last year. I mean, that's their current backup. Now, yeah, they could bring somebody in. Look, if the kid is struggling, right, and then maybe you look for a veteran. But, no, I think their plan is to go with him. You can't say that in rookie minicamp, right, because you're trying, as a coach, you're trying to sell the idea of competition and every spot has to be earned. But, yeah, I think it would be pretty shocking if Zach Wilson weren't the starter for the Jets week one.
So there you go, Alan.
Yeah, that's great. Not much of a competition when there's no one else to compete with, at least for now.
Christian Dan, Hackenberg's back.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, Dan.
Take care, guys.
All right, Dan Graziano on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Let's take some calls on the topic we've been talking about here, kicking it around about Aaron Rodgers, and would you be down with – are you down with your quarterback, or are you like, no, I'm ready to move on if Aaron Rodgers is available? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go with Brian in Illinois first. Brian?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are y'all
good
doing?
Good morning.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, I'm a diehard Browns fan, and I would not be comfortable with them taking Aaron Rodgers because it would rob of the future for a guy who could get offended so easily he doesn't want to play in Cleveland then anymore.
It's amazing, it's amazing, Brian, how a year has changed people's mind. Last year, people would have been jumping all over Aaron Rodgers. Now it's like we don't want to jeopardize the future of our franchise.
Well, because we got a chance to see Baker Mayfield continue to grow.
And how come they didn't sign him to a long-term deal?
Well, that's gonna happen. They picked up his fifth-year option. And long-term, none of these quarterbacks that came out with him are going to get their extensions today. They're going to pick up the fifth-year option because economically it makes more sense to pick up the fifth-year option, then see where things go before you start negotiating long-term. It just makes perfect sense.
Okay. Let's take Jason in Fort Lauderdale. Jason.
I don't understand with the whole Browns thing. You put Aaron Rodgers on one side and Baker Mayfield on the other end. Baker Mayfield's going to flip off and go flying 1,000 feet in the air. So there's no thing there. But look, Aaron Rodgers wants to go back to California, San Francisco. Let Trey Lance sit 2 years. Let Aaron Rodgers grab a Super Bowl or two. Bam, we're off and running. Let him learn from one of the greatest out there. We're a championship organization. We got everything we need. And I know the financials aren't going to make perfect sense, but you know what? You give a good player, maybe even a Javon Kinlaw
Let me ask you something. What do you have to give us in return? Because you don't have anything anymore. You gave it all the way to Miami.
Well, you know what? Green Bay has got no quarterback now, so you know what? Maybe they want Jimmy Garoppolo for a little bit. Maybe they want future assets.
But what assets do you have, though? You don't have anything.
Great players.
We have
great players.
So you're gonna strip your defensive line. You're gonna get rid of Kinlaw when you drafted him to replace Buckner that you shipped off to Indianapolis. Then you're gonna replace what are you gonna give him Bosa to? And you're gonna give him the receivers? Like that? No, you don't have anything. That you're not giving him Trey Lance. Like. No. What are you giving them?
No, the cost. I think that's the biggest argument here. That, of course, to your point about Cleveland, the argument would be is it would at what cost would it be to get this guy, and how much would that then hurt your team that you're no longer that contender? If you were just playing, if we were just like you just take him and drop him in, different story, like a free agent.
Yes,
but you're not doing that. You've got to give to get. That is obviously the biggest problem here.
Jay Will,
with this, what's the matter with Jay?
No, I said I'm gonna give him Jay Will.
I wouldn't give up Jay Will.
Yeah, why would you give me up?
Wow.
Well, I mean, you're an asset.
You're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. Well, continue with your call at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The legit NBA title contenders. We'll discuss that next. KJZ, ESPN.